Yeah, there's a lot to be said about that as well. The face-to-face, you know, it's just seems, depending on the industry, right? Some industries it's important, other ones not so much. But in mine, I find I run a shop, and, you know, it's important to me, from, you know, to kind of just, I'm sure they don't like it, but it's nice for me to hover around the shop and just kind of keep my ear to the ground and know what's kind of going on. So I don't think anybody minds. I don't. I'm not that kind of supervisor, but still, you know, it's just something about being in there, you know, amongst it, listening to the chatter, getting involved in the conversations, gives me a better understanding of what's going on, what problems people are facing, and you know, if there's any possible way to solve them. It just doesn't come across quite as well in texting, and you know, you get very, you know, people are very, you know. They don't talk casually. They get very formal when they're sending out a letter, because they know it's, you know, for posterity. It's there forever. So it might be a little less apt to say something casually. So I kind of need to just get things figured out a little quicker in person. So that's probably one of the reasons I do like it. I think in a perfect world, I'd go in 3 days and work from home on two. But that's the other thing about my job, is I can never predict when I'm going to need to go in. You know, if I have some job where I have to go scope a job site out or something like that, I don't necessarily have to go in the shop, but I might have to go to a job site, eyeball it for a estimate or a quote or something like that. So that's kind of harder to do from home, that's for sure. Oh, boy. Anyhow, we're all adjusting to it, right? The other thing is the restaurants. I called out some new place yesterday to get a bite to eat, and their hours were now 7 to 7. It was a place that we don't normally go to, and I'm like, yeah, I'm seeing that a lot.